Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
So shall you and your house. Now see, some people don't quite understand this principle. No matter how they may stray away. No matter what they get into, many of us were like that. But somebody in your household, somebody stood their ground and somebody was praying for you. Somebody was walking with God and God gave them a promise. You believe, so shall you and your household be saved. That's how powerful this thing is. If men would get into their proper place. God said, I'm going to send the spirit of Elijah. And he's turning hearts, even now, to the right place. Amen. To the right priorities. Amen. Doing the right things. Amen. So that family. See, when we walk like that, our children will bring us honor. We will be happy. We will be proud of our children. And guess what? They'll go further than we went. They'll do greater exploits than we ever did. They'll love God and serve God on even a higher level. That's how this works. A man is the prophet, the priest, and the king of his household. A prophet, if you're writing, a prophet represents God by example. Not just know the quote Bible verses and don't live any verses. But you live it. God's fatherly love is neither weak nor sentimental. He doesn't necessarily indulge in the moods and fancies of his children. Sometimes God will say, gird yourself up like a man. Amen. I need to talk to you.
Amen. We all need encouragement as we live from day to day. Tune in to the
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week, we're taking a look at four more doors in every home. These are the ones that you yourself installed with good intentions, yet you allow people into your home through these doors that you would never invite through your front door. And today we conclude with the CD player. Long gone are the days when
how do I know he's going to answer my prayer tomorrow? How do I know he's going to love me next week? How do I know that when he said he gives eternal life, he won't change his mind at this? Someone say, well, that's what I promised you, but man, you've lived 80 years, and of these last 15 or 20, of those first 40 were so bad, there's no way I'm going to give you eternal life. Listen, you can't name me one thing about Almighty God that can change. And he still remains Jehovah God of the Bible. The same yesterday, today, and forever. That verse of scripture is not in the Bible by an accident.
Welcome to In Touch, the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley. The Bible tells us that God is the same in the past, the present, and the future. And today's program encourages those of us who are believers to attach ourselves to the promises of our unchanging Heavenly Father. This key pillar of His character helps us find rest no matter what life throws our way. Here's part two of A God We Can Trust.
Now, all through the scriptures, you and I are admonished to trust the Lord. And probably one of the most familiar passages in all the Old Testament is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. And for example, in the 62nd Psalm, David says, all you people, he says, praise the Lord, all ye people. All through the Old Testament, we are continued to be admonished to trust Him. Place our trust in Him. It sounds so simple, just believe Him. And yet you and I find it very difficult sometimes to do. Well, in this message, I want you to listen very carefully, because no matter what you're going through and what you're facing in life, if you listen carefully, here's what you're going to find. You're going to find an undergirding that will enable you and help you place your trust in God when everything in you says you can't, everything in you says don't. You look around you and you don't see any evidence for trusting God when everything around you may be falling apart. The answer is still the same. Place your trust in Him. Now, what I would like to do at this point is to move to some very specific biblical reasons that the Bible gives us for which you and I can trust Him. A God in whom we can trust. And so, first of all, I want to say we can trust Him because the truth is He's the only God. The God of Genesis this chapter 1, listen, in the beginning, God, who is this? He is the only God. He is the sovereign God. He is the supreme God. And the Bible says His name is Jehovah. And you recall that Moses said to God when he sent down to Egypt to release the Israelites, the Hebrews, he said, well, who am I going to tell my fellow Israelites who sent me? He said, you tell them, I am has sent you. I am has sent you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of creation. You and I serve the only true God. Now, not only can I trust Him because He's the only true God, but secondly, because He is the essence of truth itself. That is, all truth is going to be found in God. Now, I can trust a God who is absolutely truthful. He is always truthful. For example, in the 31st Psalm, if you'll notice in the 5th verse what he says. He says, into thy hand I commit my spirit. And you'll recall that this is what Jesus said on the cross when he was crucified. And here Jesus is quoting the Psalm. Psalm 31 verse 5, into thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast ransomed me, O Lord, God of truth. He is the essence of truth. He cannot lie. God cannot change his character under any condition. One thing God cannot do, because to change his character would not be God. There's a third thing I know about him that also gives me a great sense of faith that I can trust this God, and that is that he is absolutely faithful. You recall he says in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23, he says, how great is his faithfulness. Great is the faithfulness of God. What is the faithfulness of God? It simply means that he's reliable, that he's trustworthy. You can count on him. He is reliably there. He will always be there when I need him. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I can always trust him, no matter what. He is absolutely faithful. No one can promise you that they will always be with you. No one can promise you anything that God can promise, because he is the only one that we know who is absolutely, unquestionably, always, in every single possible circumstance of life. If he makes a promise, he is faithful to carry out that promise. That's the kind of God he is. He is faithful. That means you can trust him. He's trustworthy. But there's another reason that you and I can place our trust in him, and that is because he has all power. You remember what Jesus said? He said, for example, before his disciples were at a commission, he gave them a great commission. At the very beginning of it, he said, all power and authority have been given unto me. He said also that all judgment had been given to him. Jesus said, all authority, all power has been given to me in heaven and on earth. He says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I've commanded you. And lo, I'll be with you, he says, until the end of this age. I'll be with you every step of the way. Only a God who has all power can make such a promise as that. Now, I want you to look at a verse or two. I want you to look in the 103rd Psalm. This is a very important verse. It's more important than most people think. And that is the 19th verse of the 103rd Psalm. And when you're looking at that, let me define what I mean by this. The sovereignty of God means that God is in absolute control of every situation and circumstance of life. This is why Jesus said, every hair upon your head's numbered. He said, even the sparrow that falls to the earth, the Father knows about it. Nothing happens beyond the reach, the knowledge, and the power of Almighty God. Look at this 19th verse. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. That is, Almighty God is in absolute control of every single solitary thing in all of life. There is nothing out from under his control. You know what? I can trust the God who has all power. I can trust the God who has all power, because that means, because he is truth, I know he's going to tell me the truth. Because he's faithful, he's going to do what he says. And because he's omnipotent, he has the power to do what he promised to do. I can place my trust in a God who has all power to do every single thing he promised to do. But there's another reason, and that is because I know he loves us unconditionally. And there are many, many verses that you and I could turn to concerning his love. I want us to turn to Galatians or Ephesians chapter 5 for a moment. And you recall what he says in the beginning of this chapter. He says in the 5th chapter and the first couple of verses there. He says in chapter 5 verse 1, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. He says we're to walk in love. He says just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us. Now, when I think about how much he loves us, the degree to which he loves us, the Bible says, absolutely, unconditionally, he loves us.